Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Pam Harper back on the show. Pam, I know, I'm excited too. Pam's a 10-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, performance expert, the CEO of Business Advancement Incorporated, the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock, and one of our very smart Brain Trust members. Pam Harper, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back, Jim.
It's Pamela S. Harper on the book, by the way. So, Pam, I posed these three questions to the audience earlier in the hour before you got here when I told them that you were going to come and share your wisdom with us. And I said, okay, how do you feel about growth? Number one, do you want to grow? Number two, how would you grow? And number three, what would be the steps to get you there? I mean, what would cause you to grow, and what would it take to get you there? Another thing I ask people about is your organization ready to grow? Is it set up to grow? A lot of people want to grow, but they don't have the infrastructure. They don't their teams, their systems, they're not ready to grow. So talk to us about growth.
Well, I think that one of the things that we're seeing, I love your questions, first of all. They're important questions to always ask.
You have to ask yourself those questions.
You have to start out asking yourself if you want to grow. But what we're seeing is an interesting trend, and I am meeting more people, more visionary leaders, which is exciting, business leaders who are scaling for growth, and they're telling us that their businesses are moving ahead almost too fast for their own good. Can you imagine this? They've prioritized their goals, they've made the tough choices, yet they need to move even faster to keep up with the emerging opportunities. This is good news.
So you're saying people are finding themselves with growth opportunities that they're not quite ready to take advantage of.
Well, they're saying that they're trying to take advantage of everything. They're trying to move faster with everything.
Are you saying that they're having trouble focusing?
They're having trouble focusing. They're having trouble on figuring out how they're going to take advantage of everything they're seeing. And that, there are really good reasons for this. I mean, if you think about the way that technology has evolved and how quickly it's evolving. You know, we barely have time to digest the iPhone 6.
Right.
Now it's the iPhone 7. Pretty soon, you know, what else? And so we're constantly faced with new technology, the Internet of Things. There was a headline that I saw recently about GE. Now they're becoming a software startup. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you saw that too.
Yeah.
And so our competition is coming at us in all kinds of ways, saying there are new opportunities out there, which is exciting for us as we're going into the fourth quarter here. To think about it, a lot of businesses are going into their planning season, and they're saying, oh, everything's out there. We have more possibilities than we could ever imagine.
And there's another thing.
How do we stay intact?
There's another thing going on right now, and this is something I predicted a few years ago. The businesses that are in business today, if there is a silver lining in 2008, if anything good has come from 2008, it's that the businesses that are still in business are functioning in a lot more efficient and profitable way than ever, because they've deleveraged, they've learned how to be successful with the economy that we've had, as I said back then, they're going to be poised to take advantage of any kind of when the growth happens again, they're going to be poised to take advantage of it in a healthy way with better balance sheets.
That's a great thing, and that is absolutely true, that there is more, I am seeing more optimism. Again, it's a certain subset of visionary business leaders who are just taking advantage of it, they're also responding to their customers in some new ways, and that changes. I mean, when you think about it, if you look on the news on your internet four times a day at all the headlines, which I do, in a variety of different media, you see that there are different issues that you have to pay attention to. And I'm not talking about all you need is a quick glance and you say, okay, that means that my customers are going to be expecting new things from me. I mean, we talk about this. And the issue here is that you can get into something that I call the paradox of momentum.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Which,
hold on to that. In fact, I want to. That's what I want to pick up when we come back. We're gonna get into some of these indicators that Pam is talking about. Businessadvancement.com.
Businessadvance.com. And also Growth Igniters Radio.
Oh, that's right. The radio show. Don't forget that, folks. Twin Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.